97. With vagrants accused of tampering with our robots, Joburgers are asking why our government is allowing homeless people to direct traffic in the first place. While many of these so-called traffic-preneurs have made our unnecessary traffic crisis a bit more manageable, the fact remains they are not adequately trained and they're acting illegally. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny takes a look.
Siyabonga has been illegally directing traffic at a major intersection here on Malibongwe Road for several months now.
Yeah, many people, they like me to help them, but others, they got some of attitude.
He says, on a good day, motorists are generous.
Sometimes 300 rand, sometimes 400 rand, depends how the people donate for me.
He's heard that some vagrants are tampering with the robots, which is why he chooses to work alone.
This robot, long time is not working, and I don't work like that. Before I was begging, I was not calling the cars. That's why I don't like to work with somebody. When I work with somebody, they end up making that.
While Siyabonga directs chaotic traffic in the background, we asked Lesiba Mpia from the Gauteng Roads and Transport Department why he's allowed to perform such an important function with no training at all.
No, they're not allowed.
Evert du Plessis is the DA Shadow MEC for Roads and Logistics here in Gauteng.
So now you've got a very untrained person that's standing directing huge amounts of traffic. We see law enforcement officials driving past, actually stopping, having a chat with these guys, sometimes giving them cigarettes or whatever they give them. We are desensitized to what exactly is happening in our country.
And he says removing them from intersections is not as simple as it sounds.
A traffic officer knows that when he takes this guy off the street, he needs to go and fill in a report. If you relocate somebody, doesn't matter if they're living under a bridge, you need to give alternative housing. Taking that guy away becomes a whole rigmarole that starts to get a whole day job by filling in forms, trying to get him relocated to other accommodation.
While the Gauteng Traffic Department insists it is working to solve our traffic light crisis, the JMPD says it's deploying more metro cops to take over from the illegal traffic preneurs. Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.